The Revival Theater Company in Cedar Rapids is presenting Chaplin the Musical. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom for the Iowa Arts Showcase, and joining us in our IPR studios is the Revival Theater Company's artistic and stage director, Brian Glick. And Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
You are presenting Chaplin the Musical, and it's a new show, and lots of exciting things are happening with this production. So tell us a little bit about why your production is so exciting, and then let's talk about the show.
Yeah. Chaplin was produced on Broadway in 2012, and prior to that, it had its debut at the musical theater workshops in New York, and then it went to La Jolla Playhouse. And since its Broadway run, it hasn't had any work in America. It's had success in Europe, but nothing in America. And so when I came across the show from its Broadway production, I spent about 3 years researching it and trying to find out how we could produce it because it wasn't available. And then through some investigating, I came across Christopher Curtis, who wrote the score and book, and said, hey, you know, we have this company and we're interested in doing pieces like this. Would you, you know, be interested in letting us produce it? And he said, yes, I would. And he said, and in fact, we're going to be producing it in London in a new world premiere in 2020. So as long as you do it in 2019, we can do that. So from there, things took off and we started working on the production.
And this Christopher Curtis is like one of the big names in Broadway and production.
So yes.
It's really great of him to give you this option. So tell us a little bit about Charlie Chaplin. I think people know about him after he became famous, but he's got quite a life story.
He does. I mean, most people know Charlie Chaplin, the name or the figure, and most iconic, the Tramp character. But what's great about Chaplin, the musical, is it spans his whole life. You don't just get to see the Tramp, but you see how he develops, how he creates that, which many people don't know, and how his career came to be. I mean, he went from living on the streets to his dad dying to his mom being mentally ill to coming to America and creating a world in Hollywood and becoming one of the most well-known and wealthiest Hollywood actors and producers and directors and creating his own studio eventually. And so it really is a biopic in that you really spend from the 1890s up until his final appearance in America, which was in 1972 at the Oscars.
And he wasn't originally from America.
Mm-mm. He was an English actor, and he never was a citizen and just lived a life in Hollywood and just his fame. It was the first time. I mean, Hollywood was new also when he came into the picture, and he created a fame that had never been seen before in Hollywood. I mean, he became so popular.
And now it's part of the MO of Hollywood.
It is.
So tell us about your company. It's a large cast, and you also have an orchestra.
The company is comprised of about 23 actors, and we had our first rehearsal last night, and the sound is just really stunning and sort of really embodies the feel of the show, which is, you know, kind of darker and, you know, really creates sort of a feel for how personable Charlie's life was. And at the same time, creates these cinematic sounds and feels about his life in Hollywood. So you get sort of these moments that are intimate, and you get these moments that are very Hollywood-esque and are big production numbers. We have a 13-piece orchestra that will play the score. And the exciting part about all this is a lot of this material never made it into the Broadway production and has been put back in. Or Christopher has rewritten and written new stuff that has been put in our production. So some of these items are premieres before it goes to London. And we're really excited about that opportunity to sort of shape a new version, in a way, of this show. And it's very exciting.
So tell us who some of your principal cast members will be.
So Zane Haddish is playing Charlie Chaplin. Zane has done a couple shows with us, and I think he's going to be absolutely just stunning in the role. we first came across Zane and the idea of him portraying this role at a fundraiser. He sang it, had no idea he was even going to do it. We just said, hey, we need a singer. He sang a song from the show, and we went, okay, there's something there. And we brought him in for an audition, and, you know, the rest is history. And then we have Laura Lee Songer, who's playing Hannah Chaplin, his mother. Laura Lee is a professor at Coe College and has done a couple shows with us prior to this. And then we have Mia Frivesen, who's playing Hedda Hopper. This is her first time with us and has a great career prior to working with us as a performer.
Where will the performances be held, and how can folks get tickets and more information?
The shows are going to be performed at the Dalles Fine Arts Center on the Coe College campus. And performances run May 30th through June 2nd, 7:30 and 2:30 performances. And so just one weekend. And they can get tickets at the Arts Iowa box office, which is the Orchestra Iowa box office, which is located downtown Cedar Rapids next to the Paramount. Or they can also go to our website, revivaltheatercompany.com, and get tickets that way. And also just find out more information about the show.
So there'll be performances on May 30th, 31st, and June 1st at 7:30 p.m.
Correct.
And then on June 2nd at 2:30 p.m.
Yes.
So some wonderful opportunities there to see the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just think people who may think they know Charlie Chaplin, this piece really digs into his personal life, which a lot of people don't know about, and how he overcame poverty and fame. And also the part about how he was exiled from the country as being, you know, accused of being a communist, and how he was out of the country for 2 decades. And then made his first appearance back at the Oscars in that 1972, which is, you know, very well known. And you can see it online if you look up the Oscars in 1972. And so his life and journey is quite remarkable, and how he created something out of nothing. And so we're thrilled to portray this beautiful, moving, cinematic story. And we hope people come see it.
Thanks for today's Chaplin the Musical chat. Goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn, and a big thank you to the Revival Theater Company's artistic and stage director, Brian Gluck. And thank you so much for coming today, Brian.
Thank you.